Divine Office, Thursday, Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Jesus, our teacher, loving Lord and Master, in adoration we acclaim your precepts. You alone offer words of life eternal, laws of salvation. Humbly we thank you, Shepherd through the ages, for the protection to your church extended, constantly guiding all that all souls may find there. Light in the darkness. Masters of learning, were your eager servants, stars of great splendor with but one ambition, deeper to fathom and explain the wonders
should praise you, Jesus, Divine Master, who lavish treasures from your Holy Spirit through words and writings of the Church's doctors.
This patron, whom we gladly honor, ever be near us, leading on your people, till we all praise you, faith and hope rewarded.
Be exalted, O God, high above the heavens. Alleluia.
Be exalted, O God, high above the heavens. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, God. Have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by.
I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me.
May God send his truth and his love.
My soul lies down among lions, who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword.
O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth.
They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves.
My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready.
I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn.
I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies.
O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations, happy to be known as companions of your Son.
Be exalted, O God, high above the heavens. Alleluia.
The Lord has ransomed his people. Alleluia.
The Lord has ransomed his people. Alleluia.
Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant coasts and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock.
The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish.
Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has ransomed his people. Alleluia.
Such is our God. He will be our guide forever. Alleluia.
Such is our God. He will be our guide forever. Alleluia.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth.
Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God, in the midst of his citadels, has shown himself its stronghold.
For the kings assembled together. Together they advanced. They saw. At once they were astounded. Dismayed, they fled in fear.
A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind, you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish.
As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever.
O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches to the ends of the earth.
With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments.
Walk through Zion. Walk all round it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God. Our God forever and always. It is He who leads us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, the body of your risen Son is the temple not made by human hands and the defending wall of the new Jerusalem. May this holy city, built of living stones, shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations.
Such is our God. He will be our guide forever. Alleluia.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Simply I learn about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away. For to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia.
With joyful praise, let the church tell forth.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia.
Those who are learned will be as radiant as the sky in all its beauty. Those who instruct the people in goodness will shine like the stars for all eternity. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Those who are learned will be as radiant as the sky in all its beauty. Those who instruct the people in goodness will shine like the stars for all eternity. Alleluia.
Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds.
Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of Shepherd of Souls.
Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits.
Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints.
grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, who raised up the Bishop St. Athanasius as an outstanding champion of your Son's divinity, mercifully grant that rejoicing in his teachings and his protection, we may never cease to grow in knowledge and love of you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.